It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, oh boy. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is November 15th, 2021. And it's 1900 UTC. So, welcome. Hello, hello. I'm just joining up into Calm. Calm is the chat program we use to talk or interact with each other during live broadcasts or even recorded broadcasts, but just interact during shows. All you gotta do is SSH over to sdf.org, and then once you're logged in, go to Calm. That's just COM. I'm gonna go ahead and do that now. And then once you do that, you just press G for GoTo, and then Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, boom, and you'll be in the Anon Radio room. If you don't have an account yet, don't worry, you can still sign in. All you have to do is SSH over as new at SDF, N-E-W at SDF, and once you're there, boom, you will be all set up, and you'll be able to sign in with whatever username you want, and then you get in. So it'll be a good time. And then you can hang out with cool people like Ronald and Ratsu and GTC 1977. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. Also, shout out to Tobe, who will be here soon. And, of course, Jazzmaz, wherever you are, we're still thinking of you. I'm not sure what's going on. Ronald seems to think that Calm thinks someone is him. All right. Well, let's see. It says on air, and I'm talking. Are you guys hearing me okay? Huh. I don't know what's going on. Calm seems to be in a state, so I was confused, but it appears that Calm is having its own thing. People, it's fine. It happens. It's a natural, organic part of the process. All right. Well, we got to get started. We've got a lot of news to cover, as always. So let's go ahead and get started the way we always start, and that's
world news.
World news. So we start with some real news. Liverpool, well, real as in, like, this is probably something you'll hear on TV and radio also. Liverpool Women's Hospital explosion. Terror threat level raised to severe. The UK terror threat level has been raised to severe after an explosion outside Liverpool Women's Hospital. Taxi driver David Perry survived the blast, but his pastor was killed when a homemade bomb exploded shortly before 1100 hours GMT on Remembrance Sunday. The man, who is believed to have manufactured and brought the device into the taxi, died at the scene. Police said the motivation for the attack was unclear, but it had been declared as a terrorist incident. Home Secretary Priti Patel said that the threat level had been raised from substantial to severe, meaning an attack is highly likely because the explosion in Liverpool was the second incident in a month. The death of Conservative MP Sir David Amis, who was stabbed multiple times during a meeting with his constituents in Essex on October 15th, has been treated as a terrorist incident by police. Head of Counterterrorism Policing Northwest, Russ Jackson, said the taxi passenger appeared to have made an improvised explosive device, which caused the blast just before 1100 hours. He said police knew the identity of the attacker, but wouldn't confirm his name at this stage. The man is not believed to have been known to MI5. Four men have been arrested in the city center under the Terrorism Act as part of the investigation. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who chaired an emergency COBRA meeting earlier in response to the explosion, described it as a sickening attack. Mr. Jackson said Delta taxi driver Mr. Perry picked up a passenger in Rutland Avenue near Sefton Park on Sunday as the taxi approached the drop-off point at the hospital. An explosion occurred from within the car. This quickly engulfed it in flames. Remarkably, the taxi driver escaped from the cab. Posting on Facebook, Mr. Perry's wife, Rachel, says he was lucky to be alive. It happened whilst he was in the car, and he managed to escape. Okay, we can't at this time draw any connection with this, but it is a line of inquiry we're pursuing. Bomb experts will be looking at how the device was made. The biggest priority will be to establish, if possible, whether there's any ongoing threat to the public. Police said a fourth man, aged 20, was arrested earlier in the Kensington area of the city and was in custody. Three other men, aged 21, 26, and 29, were detained on Sunday in Sutcliffe. Mr. Jackson said the arrested men were believed to be associates of the taxi passenger. So, this is very interesting. This is kind of like, wow. If you do have any information or knowledge about this, did you witness what happened? You can email haveyoursay@bbc.co.uk, WhatsApp +44 775 6165 803, or you can tweet @bbc_haveyoursay. So, just as a heads up. What is going on here? It appears Calm is having some kind of an adventure here. It's pretty neat. There's a lot of plus pluses. Oh, Ronald can't plus plus me, or can't give me positive karma. This is interesting. very interesting. Well, thank you for the karmas, or cyber chatter points. I don't know what we're calling them, but okay, now I think I understand it. Oh, thank you, GTC. Now I understand. Hello, DJ Buttstuff. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed your last show. I listened to it on the archive, and it was a lot of fun. All right, so that's going on in Liverpool. Let's focus. We've got to focus. We're talking about world news. That's right. Even though it is...
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
That's correct.
Yep, that's what's going on. here we go. So, in Egypt, a flooding has killed 3 people and put at least 500 people in the hospital with scorpion stings. Now, this is some news for you. Heavy rain and flooding in southern Egypt has left 3 people... Conflict. The Amhara region is dominated by the ethnic Amhara group, Ethiopia's second largest, but the Oromo special zone is populated mainly by Oromos. The name in several locations, including the North Shoah and Oromo special zones. So we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, we're definitely thinking about brothers and sisters in Africa and Ethiopia today. All right. Well, what else is happening? Well, Somalia is also in the news. Somali government troops face off with forces loyal to sacked police boss. I was on Iceland, and Iceland's totally, my TMX session's totally dead. Oh, crap. Now I'm flapping again. Something's going on. Let's just try calm. Yes. Okay. I'm here. Are you guys here? I don't know what was going on. I hopefully wasn't too grumpy or angry while I was fucking with this. Anyway, hello, hello. Welcome, X1 and Jay Jerez. Megan, thanks for being here. Okay, let's go ahead and try again. Sorry about that. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to blame the VPN service since I just paid my internet bill. But if it happens again, we know it was the internet, or the internet provider. I wonder what happened. Because, maybe it's just me and my computer losing its connectivity acting up. Maybe I accidentally smashed a kill command I'd forgot about or didn't remember. All right, focus. Let's do this. We are doing the news.
World news.
All right, COVID lockdown. Austria introduces lockdown for the unvaccinated. About 2 million people who've not been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 have been placed in lockdown in Austria as the country faces a surge in cases. We're not taking this step lightly, but unfortunately it's necessary, Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg said. Unvaccinated people will be only allowed to leave home for limited reasons like working or buying food. About 65% of Austria's population is fully vaccinated, one of the lowest rates in Western Europe. Meanwhile, the 7-day infection rate is more than 800 per 100,000, which is one of the highest in the region. Overall, Europe has again become the area most seriously affected by the pandemic, and several countries are introducing restrictions and warnings of rising cases. However, the UK, which has one of the highest COVID infection rates, has yet to reintroduce restrictions, despite health leaders calling for rules like mandatory face coverings, crowded enclosed spaces to be brought back to avoid a winter crisis. I did mention Iceland because that's where I was connected to on SDF, but I think the problem with Iceland was that I accidentally created multiple TMUX sessions while trying to frantically get connected back up, and I just was connecting to the wrong one. It happens sometimes. But I was also having Icecast problems from my Mix platform, but I think it was just the network dropping out because everything was acting up. Anywho, sorry, we gotta focus.
It's not that I'm lazy, it's that I just don't care.
That's right. Alright, so that's kind of what's going on here. A lot of people are ignoring COVID-19 or just pretending like it doesn't exist, and that's a terrible idea because it's still killing thousands of people every day. Over the weekend, hundreds of people protested outside the Chancellery in the capital of Vienna, waving banners that read, "Our bodies, our freedom to decide." One female protester said she was demonstrating to fight for my rights. "It's totally discriminatory what is happening here," she said. Professor Eva Schoenhammer of the Medical University of Vienna said the measures were needed, warning that hospital intensive care units were filling up. It's already projected that within 2 weeks we'll have reached the limit. Unvaccinated people are already barred from visiting restaurants, hairdressers, and cinemas, but will now be expected to stay at home. "In reality, we've told one-third of the population you'll not leave your home apart from certain reasons," Mr. Schallenberg said. So, this is very interesting. There was a last-minute rush at vaccination centers, surprise, surprise, on the eve of new restrictions, but critics have questioned whether the move is constitutional. The far-right Freedom Party has said it will create a group of second-class citizens. Yeah, that's kind of the point. The point of all of these things is to punish people. People aren't willing to do what's good for the common good, so now they have to be coerced into doing it through other means. So whether that's requiring you to stay home, or Austria's health ministry said anyone who violates lockdown will be fined 500 euros with a penalty of 1,450 euros could be incurred for refusing to participate. So this will be very interesting to see how this plays out. But you've got Austria's taking it seriously. The UK is not. When the UK hospitals are full and we've got like pictures of kids dying, everyone's going to be so sad. Even though there was it's not like this is a surprise. The pandemic's going to keep raging on as long as we have people who believe that their personal rights override the rights of their neighbor. All right. We'll keep on a moving. Don't want to get too angry. Because when you get angry, ooh.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Yeah, we'll have to play a song here in a second. Danny Fenster, the U.S. journalist who we reported on last week, was sent to prison, convicted. He was sentenced to 11 years in jail. Well, he was pardoned before being freed on humanitarian grounds, the military government said. The release was secured after negotiations between the junta and former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Bill Richardson. Fenster's employer, Frontier Myanmar, said he was on a flight out of Myanmar. Fenster, who is managing editor of the English language news site, had been convicted of breaching immigration law, unlawful association, and encouraging dissent against the military. So I wanted to give you a big, little quick update there. While we're talking about updates, Steve Bannon has surrendered to face contempt charges. We talked about him and a few other Trump supporters ignoring Congress during their investigation into the January 6th Capitol riot. And so, anyway, he's now surrendered to the FBI, and one of his other cohorts has recently refused to testify or show up in court, and they're going to hold him in contempt, too, it looks like. Denying involvement, Kremlin offers to help resolve Belarusian migrant crisis. We've been talking about Belarus and the migrants for quite a bit. Well, Kremlin said on Monday that Russia was ready to mediate in the migrant crisis between its close ally Belarus and the European Union, and Moscow was already doing so. The EU has accused Belarus of mounting a hybrid attack on it by flying thousands of migrants, mainly from the Middle East, and pushing them to try to cross illegally into Poland. The Kremlin has denied any Russian role in the crisis, but Putin offered to help resolve it on Sunday. Asked on Monday how Russia saw itself contributing, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said, "exclusively as a negotiating intermediary, which is partly already happening." On a conference call with reporters, Peskov said also dismissed as wrong statements by the U.S. State Department that Belarus's actions on the border with the EU aim to distract from Russian military activities close to Ukraine. Ukraine has said there are nearly 100,000 Russian soldiers near its border, and the U.S. has issued warnings over possible Russian aggression. So, there's a lot of stuff going on. It's always interesting if you stop and think about things from the Russian, allegedly what the Russian perspective is. It's hard to find, or at least I haven't run into any good English language Russian news that's not RT, because RT is pretty heavy-handedly pro-Russia, and it's hard to find any English neutral English language Russian news. So if you have any tips, let me know. So, oh, this was the other update. Hey, welcome, Handy C. Welcome, welcome. Tamara Ecclestone burglary. So we talked about the celebrity raids a few weeks ago. It's a couple weeks ago. Well, they finally caught the gang. They were able to catch all the jewelry thieves and get them arrested. So this now could be made a movie because the people committing the crime have been caught. Okay, we'll do one more. We'll do some good news, and then we're going to play a song, but it'll have to be short because, I had technical problems. Ugh, what a jerk. Stupid internet provider. Thanks, Megan. I'll check them out. All right, so we're going to jump. Oh, crud, where are we? Egypt flood, we did that. Here it is. UN releases funds for Ethiopian aid as a humanitarian crisis deepens. So we've talked about Ethiopia quite a lot. The United Nations says it has released emergency funds to help provide life-saving humanitarian assistance and protection to civilians caught up in the spiraling conflict. UN Aid Chief Martin Griffiths said on Monday that he'd released a total of $40 million aimed at scaling up emergency operations in the Tigray region and the rest of Ethiopia's conflict-hit north as an early response to drought in the south of the country. Millions of people in northern Ethiopia are living on a knife edge as the humanitarian crisis is growing deeper and wider. Across the country, needs are rising. There's a really dramatic photo here. I'll paste the link into com. An Ethiopian woman argues with others about the allocation of yellow split peas after it was distributed by the Relief Society. And it's just the raw emotion captured is pretty intense. Split peas. Anyway, a year of fighting in Ethiopia between rebels from the northern region of Tigray and the government forces has cost thousands of lives, displaced more than 2 million people, and left hundreds of thousands in famine-like conditions. It's just really terrible. I'm sorry. Things bring you down sometimes. All right, well, this is going to be from a band called The Hunger. It's called The Devil Thumbs a Ride.
Listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You are listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF, and SDF's powered by you, and apparently Ronald, because Ronald is everyone. Current bug, this will just be nice to enter into the archive, current bug in com seems to be that Ronald is everyone, and if he plus-pluses anyone, it just says he can't plus-plus himself, which is very funny. Cool. All right, so let's jump on in and run through some news. I got so many stories, not enough time. As usual, stuff always comes up, but it makes it kind of fun. So the most important headline here, Heineken to acquire South African Namibian Brewers. Dutch brewing giant Heineken will buy a major stake in brewers in South Africa and Namibia, companies said on Monday, creating a booze behemoth in a region currently dominated by rival Anheuser-Busch InBev. Boo, InBev is evil, but so Heineken's not much better. Heineken plans to acquire South Africa's Distill and Namibia breweries in a combined deal valued at around $4.6 billion, or 4 billion euros. We are very excited to bring together three strong businesses to create a regional beverage champion, perfectly positioned to capture significant growth opportunities in Southern Africa, said Heineken CEO Dolf van der Brink in a statement. So, very interesting. Yeah, as always, double check where your beer comes from. If you're buying beer, you want to try and buy a local or at least craft, you know, made small made beers. That's usually better for everybody. Iraq has offered to repatriate citizens stuck at the border of Belarus and Poland who wish to return. As you know, we talked about this. There's thousands of people that have been bussed or dropped off at the border between Belarus and Poland. Well, Iraq is saying, hey, we'll let the people, the refugees that are there, come back. We'll carry out a first flight for those who wish to return voluntarily on the 18th of November from Belarus, Iraqi Foreign Ministry spokesman Ahmed Al-Sahaf told Iraqi television overnight. He said he didn't say how many people would be able to board the Minsk to Baghdad flight, but said Iraq had recorded 571 of its citizens stuck on the border who said they are ready to return voluntarily. So, that is... No, not anymore, Megan. Iraq will, so we'll go through this and see what happens. Hopefully they can get there. In Astroworld, the Astroworld concert, the youngest victim has died. A 9-year-old boy has died, becoming the 10th victim of the festival crush. Ezra Blount had been in a coma after suffering numerous injuries in the tragedy at the Travis Scott concert on November 5th. So... sad news there. So the 10-year-old is no longer the youngest. Lost that record. Researchers have identified 102 students who died at Native American schools in Nebraska. School was operated by the federal government between 1884 and 1934 and was known for brutal punishments and hard labor. Researchers say they identified more than 100 students who died in Genoa, Nebraska. The search for the cemetery where many are believed to be buried continues. There's probably thousands and thousands. You know, the United States went through and just committed genocide against all the indigenous people of the country. So I'm sure there's more than 100 dead. Genoa, I barely knew her. Key reason for supply shortages, apparently it's that Americans keep spending money. Who knew? All the consumer goods having trouble getting through the ports is because Americans keep spending money. That's kind of it's very interesting. There's an AP report about that. We don't have time to go into it. Tensions flare in the Ahmaud Arbery case as Jesse Jackson visited the court again. A judge denied mistrial requests on Monday at the trial of three white men charged with murdering Ahmaud Arbery after defense attorneys claimed jurors were tainted by weeping from the gallery where the slain black men's parents sat with Reverend Jesse Jackson. Yeah. So anyway, these men hunted down and murdered this guy, and it's on camera. But apparently, they're trying their best to somehow say that that's not bad. And speaking of racists that deserve to die, Kyle Rittenhouse closing arguments begin. Kyle Rittenhouse lost the right to claim self-defense when he brought an AR image. Oh, this is a conjecture here. Anyway, the closing arguments have started for Rittenhouse. We're out of time, so I can't really explain what I'm trying to get at. Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in. Well, hope Calm gets fixed. Thanks so much for being here. I'm going to post one other story that I thought
was
cool.
Thanks for listening.
Calm.
I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday.
7.